This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Michael and Jean, and we're not alone, are we?
No, we're not. We've got a guest in, and we always love it when people come to visit us, especially those that are knowledgeable about what they're about to talk about. And I think we might have struck gold with this man.
Eureka.
Would you welcome Jonathan Holloway?
Good afternoon. It's great to be here.
Now, you, and I reckon I'm right, but you know, hopefully you'll back me up on this because you are the man behind the Melbourne Festival, aren't you?
I'm certainly a man behind the Melbourne Festival.
All right.
I mean, there are many men and women behind it, but I'm certainly one of the ones who gets to talk a lot.
they wheel you out and choose
the acts. So I guess, yes.
That's right. That creative director, artistic director? Did you, when you get a job like this, this is year number two for you.
Yes.
So it went well, you're number one then.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
You
never quite know. You don't know whether you play these gigs twice in your career, once on the way up and once on the way down. I'm not sure which one this is. So, last year was great.
Yeah.
And couldn't be more thrilled about this year. It's so exciting.
Now, I met you at a launch, and you got up and did a speech. I think you struck me as someone who could have their own show in a festival, more likely the comedy festival. You like that moment, I think. You know, you like entertaining.
I like entertaining because it does the job and somebody has to do it. I'd rather be artistic director of a festival than an act. That sounds like terribly hard work.
No. Well, when you look at the acts then for the festival, what do you look for in an act?
I look for an act that has unbelievable skill, talent, experience, brilliance, doing something that no one else is doing in a way that will completely and utterly thrill the audience. Preferably surprising, and by surprising I mean... moving beyond the normal, the everyday, there's so much going on in Melbourne year round. What is it that they do or have that makes that extraordinary? And I look for honesty. And that sounds like a terrible cliche, but nowhere near as bad as some of the other cliches I'll say in the next 4 minutes.
Look out, everybody.
I know.
Is it an honesty about their performance, about their work?
It's an honest, yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it's, I'm looking for somebody who has a thing to say and then has put the time and energy into working out how to say it in a way that is constantly compelling. Mm. I think the biggest crime for art or anything is to be dull. I think being being appallingly bad is nowhere near as bad as being just a little bit boring.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
I fear that.
And yeah. What I love about the festival is that you do exactly what you just said, though, in the sense of I have never seen that anywhere. I mean, where do you go then? Do you travel the world to see these acts? People aren't sending you DVDs, are they?
Well, they're sending DVDs, but you can't program a festival from it. You don't know until you sit in the room and watch the relationship between an artist and an audience. So yes, I travel. I have travelled an awful lot, which is fabulous. And although more of it is sitting in airports than you like to think, it's the dull bit of up in the air with George Clooney, not the exciting bit. I've seen that film. I can't remember if any of it was exciting. It's a terrible example. He's not in the festival. No, seriously.
We're going to get a bit of an overview, or I guess some ones that you want to talk about, but there'd be no better preview of a guest we've got coming up than you talking about. All the Sex I Ever Had is coming up a little bit later on our show. So this is part of the festival. What's this about?
It is, and it's one of a bunch of shows which are about taking a really long view and pulling back and seeing the whole of a life or the whole of a generation or 240 years of music or everything from Terrence Malick, from the entire galaxy being created in front of your eyes. So All the Sex I Ever Had is a Canadian company, Mammalian Diving Reflex, and they work with six people who are over the age of, I won't say exactly what they're over the age of, probably 55. They look very good. Yeah. But they're telling their stories of their entire lives. It's a biographical show. Yes, it's all the sex they ever had, but it's also all the things that moved them and the ways that it moved them. And I saw this work in Sydney, and I just thought, I'm intrigued to find out whether all the sex that people have had in Melbourne is different to all the sex that people have had in Sydney.
Right, do they get different people wherever they
yes.
are then?
All so
right.
It's always from the place and it's always relevant to here, so wow. it will be representative of the communities of Melbourne.
Wow.
So I'm intrigued to see, I mean, that's
it's
not
like opening
reason.
Up your diary in a way, then. It sounds like, it, you know, if you kept a diary, it's yeah. like, you know, that sort of thing, isn't it?
And
very
it's,
personal.
It's personal and it's revelatory, and it's there are moments that are really, really deeply sad and moments that are absolutely hilarious.
Mm.
And actually hearing a 75-year-old or an 85-year-old tell you about losing their virginity is something that everybody should go through because it's not something we do as a culture. We don't say to grandparents, so tell us about sex then.
No, in fact,
I know
we shun it, don't we? We don't want to hear, whenever we see, generally you, whenever it's depicted in a TV show or a movie, you see older people, ooh, I don't want to see that, you know? But it's ridiculous because they've lived a life and yeah. we all will get to that stage and we've all lost, most of us have lost our virginity.
Several times.
Yeah.
Often.
Many
times.
God, I'm really intrigued by that, and we'll be talking with them later. As I say, what else have you got on your list? A million, I would imagine.
I mean, everything, yeah. really. Yeah.
A million shows. So Tandarum is in about an hour, in about 45 minutes, and that's great because it's the voices of the first peoples, the people who've told stories on this land for 65,000 years.
Yeah.
And we finish with Multicultural Arts Victoria, which is the most recently arrived communities. So our borders are people who are arriving right now and people who have told stories here for tens of thousands of years. In the middle are just some of the most epic things I've ever worked on, and probably the most epic will be Taylor Mack.
Yeah, that's huge.
And it is huge. And I don't think people quite yet have appreciated just physically the scale of the show. It is 24 one-hour shows, each one a decade of American history and popular music history, 1776 to now. The American Civil War is staged from 150 years ago using 4,000 ping pong balls. There's a moment when everybody is blindfolded for 45 minutes and feed each other grapes and drink and sleep on each other's laps. That's right. The people dance with it. Actually, it's relatively... Yeah, it's well, because now we're doing it. Now so Taylor has decided to break this into 4 6-hour sets. So it's Wednesday, Friday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's more manageable.
Mm.
And also Taylor has said that it's not possible to keep on doing that show in 24 hours. But
right.
it really is. It's like, it's long like Glastonbury is long, or like the best weekend you ever had is long. It's like the best party you ever went to, meeting people. 800 people in a room. If you can't find people and have friendships that will last forever, then I don't know what else you can do.
Isn't it one of those ones that it's an experience as well, isn't it? I think it's not like White Night, but the fact that you have an experience like that you've got to go and experience it,
yeah.
you know, this isn't going to come back again, is it?
Never.
You know?
And yes, it's an experience. And it's the reason it's not like something like White Night, but it is like the Millennium, or indeed like the Sex Pistols' first concert, where 178 people, is it, went and saw the Sex Pistols on their first concert?
Right.
And about 2,000 people claim they were there.
Yes.
The moments, most of the time, the moments you remember for your entire life are surprising. You didn't know they were coming. I can absolutely 100% guarantee that the 800 people who were in that room for those four nights will remember it for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
And it's about the same price as a pair of heels or a decent suit. And instead of people saying...
Do you own both?
I do own both. And instead of people saying, actually, I'm not sure my suits are that decent.
But the heels are rocking. There's a lot of local artists involved
yes.
in this as well,
yes.
isn't there?
So... Taylor travels with about 35 people. And the other thing to say is that the whole thing is told through a radical fairy lens. It's a queering of history. 240 years of music and history told through a radically...
What an epic performance.
Absolutely. And so Taylor travels with 30, 35 people. The band is 20-something people who are from New York, from New Orleans, and from Detroit. So it's the cream of American music making. And they are then complemented by about 100 or so performers from here. So there are about 200 people involved in the show over the four nights. The brilliant Dandy Minions, as they're known, are led by an Indigenous American, Timothy White Eagle. And here they include Ben Gratz, who is a fabulous, fabulous performer, and Mama Alto. And I mean, it's just this, it's a who's who of yeah. Melbourne cabaret, queer, burlesque performers. Ben Hancock, who just won the Best Dancer at the Australian Dance Awards, is one of the burlesque dancers. It's unbelievable, and everybody in that team is paid. So, if nothing else, we've probably created more work. We've probably created more days of work for performers in Melbourne than pretty much anyone.
And all the hotels booked out just for that group, isn't it?
And but for it to be here and for Melbourne and the Melbourne scene to be part of it and to shine.
Now, what are the dates for that?
So the inauguration, which is the Whistle Stop Tour, 1.5 hour version of it, is tomorrow night, Thursday night. And then it's Wednesday, Friday. So Wednesday the 11th, Friday the 13th. Wednesday the 18th and then Friday the 20th. And you can buy for all four, or you can now buy for two of them and as a pair. So we'll keep looking at how we do that. But it's a commitment, but then so is going on holiday or getting married any of the things
any
that
good art
should
though
be
like I mean that's one of the things that's great about the Melbourne Festival is it's not just popping along. There's these amazing works that you get to, you know, experience and explore and just be a part of.
Yeah, and this weekend, alongside that opening, we also have Backbone, which is the piece by Gravity and Other Myths. It's a large-scale circus piece in the Playhouse, which is the best of Australian circus, just brilliant. And Under Siege by Yang Li Ping, who is the first lady of Chinese dance. And it's been designed by Tim Yip, who won the Oscar for designing Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Wow.
And they've made this work that has, I think, thousands and thousands of pairs of scissors hanging from the ceiling. That's
they don't run
down.
With them, do they?
They don't, but the tremendous irony is that a member of the company, actually we did hear a report from Brisbane just before they got here that somebody cut their hand on scissors backstage, and it was nothing to do with the show. And I'm just hoping they didn't think that they were polystyrene like the rest of them are.
Cutting out a coupon out of the newspaper.
So, I mean, literally, it's like we need an officer for irony and hubris. But yes, the risk assessment says you can run under the scissors, but not with the scissors.
Oh, gosh, no. Now, there's always a lot of free events as well. I think maybe that might be a nice balance to end on.
Absolutely.
Lots of free. What have we got? People were tonight. Is that, you know,
so tonight, Tundarum.
I went last year and I'm unable to go tonight because we're doing this. But it's just really lovely, isn't it?
Yep.
You could get down there now to Fed Square, isn't it?
Yes, everyone will be arriving now. Yep. And it starts in 40 minutes. Our festival lounge, which is free and you can go every night, is back at the Forum. And we've transformed it into a Moroccan North African souk. It's like, I mean, you walk around, there's beautiful music playing, there's lots of objet. It's like Joe Orton will jump out to you at any moment. And and then the visual arts program is big this year. So we have a new work by Ayeon Kim, who is a South Korean artist based in Paris, who has made a new work that will go at the Royal Botanic Gardens, and another work that I saw last year, which was just exquisite, which will be over at Collingwood. And the visual arts program that goes on at all the galleries, basically, people should really check that out. And of course, the final day involves our place, our home, which is the free Multicultural Arts Victoria celebration of who
now,
we are.
I know that you program this, so you're bound to know everything that's going on, but I've never had a guest in that knows so much and hasn't used one note in front of you. You're obviously very passionate about it, that you know exactly what's going on and where it's going on, and I think that's infectious, and I really, really hope that Melbourne gets out there and supports it.
Thank you.
Jonathan Holloway, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
No worries at all. You can get more information on their website, but go to joy.org.au as well for more information on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.